It is about 30 minutes after the Kindle announcement, the Kindle Fire announcement from Amazon. Just dropped my kids off at school, and on the road, we did a bit of a, very informal, very circumstantial, very unscientific bit of testing to see, you know, what the impact of this thing was. Now, I have a sixth grader. I have a third grader. We are a gadget household, obviously with what I do. Both of them are girls. And we discussed, you know, the Kindle Fire. Now both of my girls want, you know, an iPad. They like daddy's iPad. They like mommy's iPad. They want one of their own. You know, my kids aren't getting a $500 device without working for it. The idea of a $200 device intrigued them, considerably. And, you know, and I asked, I said, yeah, but it's not the size of the iPad. Yeah, Dad, but it's so much cheaper. And, you know, and the questions that they asked, I thought were interesting, legitimate questions that somebody their age would ask. Does it play Angry Birds? Why, yes, it does. Does it do video? You know, well, why, yes, it does. And we are Amazon Prime customers, so we've got the free video set stuff. And, you know, does it do, basically everything that my kids wanted, it does. Now, we talked about OS. I tried to figure out if Android's a mess. I still believe Android is just a mess. Even a pretty version of Android, I can't imagine how they'll pretty it up. And, you know, I asked my girls, I said, well, does that matter to you? You know, and well, why should it? Like, well, you know, we do have a Windows 7 machine in the house. It's a netbook. And I go, well, you know how the Windows machine is different from the Mac machine and how the Windows machine's much harder? Yeah, you know, the device is going to be like that. You know, and my kids replied, well, but as long as it does the stuff I want it to do, I don't care about the stuff in the middle. And I think that was incredibly insightful. I think that's the truth of this. That's the reality of this. Can I email from it? Yes. Can I watch the web? Yes. Can I do Kindle? Yes. Can I do videos? Yes. Can I do movies? Yes. You know, they like the bit of screen of the iPad, but, you know, this one's affordable. This is something they could, conceivably save up their money for. I was surprised when I saw the $199 price this morning. I'll tell you, the price I was really surprised by was the $79 Kindle. That's interesting as well. That's a whole nother conversation. But the fact of the matter is, by the way, that clicking noise, I'm in the car just kind of doing this on the way back from dropping my kids off. Kindle Fire, very, very attractively priced. Yes, no camera. Yes, no microphone. You know, yes, can't do Skype or FaceTime, but everything else is there. I haven't found out yet if it does Bluetooth keyboards, that type of thing, or what Google Docs and that type of integration is going to be like. But it's a really, really, really interesting play. And my kids have no allegiance. I mean, that's the thing. There's no brand. It's make it. Can I watch my movies? You bet. Can I play my games? You bet. You know, Apple, they don't care. Daddy's the Apple fanboy. He cringes a little bit with the idea of some Android devices in the house, but they don't. And I think, again, very unscientific, but I think this is going to be somewhat of the taste of things to come. At $200, you know, versus $500, I mean, you could get two of these for the price of an iPad, plus have $100 left over to, you know, buy a year of Amazon Prime. It's not a bad deal, guys. It's not a bad deal. So those are my initial thoughts on the Amazon Kindle Fire. I would love to hear yours. Go ahead, leave them in the comments below. We'll get this thing posted pretty quickly and get to work there. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.